Blog Talk Radio. God. Let the oil flow tonight, God. Yes.
Want to rest in the peace of God. Just let him bathe your spirit tonight, praise God. I just want to rest in his love, praise God. The love that he gives that nobody else can, praise God. Oh, only God, only God, only God can do it, praise God. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. Father, we come right now, Lord God, in no other name but the name of Jesus. Thanking you, Lord God. Father God, for your word, for it is a lamp to our feet, a light to our path. We thank you, Lord God. Oh God, that we can come to you tonight. Oh God, and worship you at this time that you have set aside and set apart for us, God. We thank you, Lord God. Lord, that you have loved us with an everlasting love, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Oh God, you come to heal the brokenhearted, God. Set at liberty those that are captive, oh God. Oh, thank you, Father God. We bring all our hurts, all our concerns, all our requests. You told them to make them known unto you, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, you know every mother, oh, God, that's hurting tonight, God. From the loss of a son, oh, God, the prison walls, maybe the gun, maybe alcohol or drugs, God. God, whatever they're going through, comfort that woman, oh, God. Comfort that man, God. Lord, look on those behind prison walls, oh, God. Lord, God, you got them between a rock and a hard place. God, deal with them, oh, God. Father, God, right where they are. God, minister to their hearts. May they be open to you, God. Oh, God. Oh, Father God, I pray that they will open up their hearts and let you come in and sup with them, oh, God. Oh, God, because, oh, God, there's no place they can run and hide from you, oh, God, every son, every daughter, God. There's no place, oh, God, Father God, that they can go under or around, God, because you are everywhere, oh, God. Thank you, Father God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, we curse every demon spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, we pull down everything that tries to exalt itself against you. We pull down everything in high places, God. And God, we trample it up under our feet, God. Oh, God, we are letting the enemy know, God. We will not back down. We will not give up, God. We're going forth in your name, oh, God, to proclaim your goodness, God. Oh, God, yes, Lord, because you are good all the time, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, that which the devil has meant for bad, God, for us, God, God, we know, God, that you can turn it around for our good, God. Oh, thank you, Father God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, everyone that listens to this program, God, far and near, God, I pray your blessings up on them, God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever they stand in need of, God, maybe they may be standing in the need of a healing, God. Father God, I know, God, that you are the healer. You, oh, God, yes, God. You can take everything out and cleanse it and make it a new and a whole, God, in the name of Jesus. You said, God, oh, God, Father God, you can do anything but fail, God. Oh, Father God, thank you. We thank you that we serve a God like you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, you just fills our mouth with good things. We thank you, Father God, our heart is overflowing, oh God. Oh God, with good things, God. Oh, you just fills us up and calls us to overflow, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh God, you told us to come run to you, God. Oh God, and God, we do come, God. Oh, just like your children, God. Oh Father, you have made us to be, God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. We come with joy in our hearts, oh God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that, oh, God, that don't no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Oh, God, because we are growing in the ammunition of you every day. God, oh, God, Father God, we acknowledge you. We admonish you. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you. Oh, that your son, darling son, Jesus, is seated on the right hand, making intercession for us, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, God, that every hurt, God, oh, God, no matter what it's from, oh, God, we pray healing up on everybody tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. It may be from a marriage or a child, God. You come to heal the hurts, oh, God. Oh, Father, healing, healing, healing in every part, God. Oh, Father, God. Oh, Father, they may be rich, they may be poor, God. They may be sick, they may be lame, but whatever, God, whatever state, God, oh, God, that they're in, God, I know that you can reach them, God. Oh, Father, in the name, oh, God, look on our children, God, in school, God. Oh, God, Father God, oh, God, touch them, God, and God, open up their mind so they can comprehend, oh, God, open up their understanding, oh, God. Oh, Father, that God, oh, yes, Lord God, oh, Father God, that the your virtue, God, will flow through them, oh, God. Oh, God, Father God, they, oh, God, will look to you, God, as they grow, God. oh, at the age of 12, God, oh, God, make them, oh, God, willing and, oh, God, obedient, oh, God, oh, Father, children that be obedient shall eat the good of the land, you say, God, oh, God, oh, and they shall have long life. We decree it and we declare it today in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So, Lord, touch our children, God, as they grow, God. Oh, God, where some of them have made mistakes, oh, God, of disobedient, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, Father, God, touch them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father, great are you, God. Lord, I just ask that, oh, God, that you touch my co-host tonight, God, and minister to her, oh, God. Touch her body, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, just let your healing virtue flow, whatever has caused her to be, oh, God, uncomfortable tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray, Father God, oh, God, that you heal her, Lord. Heal her sister, God, oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, oh, Father God, oh, Lord God, look on Minister Janice Williams' sister who has cancer, God. Oh, Father God, minister to her heart as she's going through this thing, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. But, Lord, we curse it. We know that they are saying that there is no hope. But, God, we can believe you to the end, God. Oh, God, we curse that cancer in her body in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, all the chemo that she's going through, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You can sweep everything out and cause her to be clean in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father God, oh, God, as we celebrate this month for cancer awareness, God, we curse every bit of cancer, every epitome of cancer in the name of Jesus, and we cast it out in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, your presence, God, amazes us, God, when you step in and do things, God, in your own ways, God. Oh, glory to your name, God. Oh, Father God. Oh, God, sweep over, sweep over, sweep over, sweep over, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, many, oh, God, are suffering with all kinds of disease and all kinds of cancers, God. Oh, God, yes, God. But you are the God that knows all things, God, and we place it in your hands, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, you are listening to God's Favorites podcast tonight. Hallelujah. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls? May be slain by the bullet. Whatever you may be going through tonight. Maybe some kind of sin. Maybe you just don't feel right tonight. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Praise God. God is willing to give us rest from anything that we go through. If we have the faith, if we're going to believe on him, praise God, for anything, praise God. Hallelujah. He told us to have the faith. He told us to pray and believe. Believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be healed. And if you don't have the faith, go where you can get it built up. Get your faith built up. Go to the elder, oh, of the church, praise God, and, oh, ask them to pray for you. Oh, praise God. And God is the healer. Oh, praise God. Anoint with oil. Praise God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, look on them all, oh, God. Look on them all, oh, God. These are your dear children, God. Oh, these are your dear children, Lord. And we thank you for it, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to ask Minister Gigi, would she step in there and give us a prayer before I come on? Praise God. Minister Gigi, are you available for prayer tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
All right. Go for it.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 119 in verses 103 to 105. how sweet your word tastes to me. They are sweeter than honey. Your commands give me understanding. No wonder I hate every false way of life. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet, a light for my path. Hallelujah. We can think about the word of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your words. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you praise and glory. We honor you tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are mighty. You are holy. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is no other God like you. We celebrate you tonight. Lord, 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 you are our Lord. And tonight, we ask in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that you be the Lord over this prayer line. Be the Lord of your life. Be the Lord of our children, grandchildren's lives. Be the Lord, be the Lord, be the Lord. Be the Lord over everything that pertains us. Be the Lord in the name of Jesus. Be the Lord over our communities. Be the Lord over America. Be the Lord over the world. Be the Lord. Be the Lord. Be the Lord. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Hallelujah. Take complete control. We give you all the control, oh Lord. We surrender all to you, Father God. We surrender our souls, spirit, and body. We surrender everything to you. Have your way. Have your way. Let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom of grace. Let the kingdom of love, kingdom of compassion, kingdom of peace, kingdom of joy. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Oh Lord, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you deserve all the praise and glory. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you for the blood that you have shed, hey, the blood of the cross. We thank you for the blood. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. There is power in your blood, Jesus. And we thank you. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let your blood heal and restore. Heal and restore every sickness, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we ask to heal us in every area. Hallelujah. 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 Some of us are sad. Some of us are financially devastated. Some of us are sick to death. Some of us are suffering in this way or the other. Father, in the name of Jesus, hey, let your blood, your mighty blood, heal and restore in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we don't know what a second from now will bring. But we trust you. We trust you, Lord, because you're the author of heaven and earth. Everything belongs to you. If you don't give, the devil, he cannot take. You're in charge. You are the God of all, 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 all. because you created it all. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your majesty. We thank you for for everything, because you are, omnipresent. You are almighty, all-knowing. You are holy, and there is no other God like you. You are supreme. Oh, hallelujah. And you reign, you reign, and you reign. You reign forevermore. Hallelujah. We thank you for who you are, Lord. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. When we call upon you and you answer, you never been too tired to answer our prayers. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for being so good, so good, so good, so good. In you, we find peace. In you, we find joy. In you, we find love. In you, and in you, we find forgiveness of our sins. Hey, we give you glory. We give you praise, oh Lord. Hey, lika bala kache ke bi koraka li koraka liki bi kere koraka bara she. Father, 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 we plead the blood of Jesus Christ upon us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over our children and children, the blood of Jesus over husband and wife, the blood of Jesus over America, the money for the whole world, and we plead the blood of Jesus over the whole world. We plead the blood of Jesus over the nation of Haiti, the blood of peace. For the Haitian people, deliver the Haitian people. Hey, Jesus, 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 you have the last say. And we thank you, Lord God Almighty. We thank you for your faithfulness. Hallelujah. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Hallelujah. We are expecting, oh, great, great, great move. Hallelujah. We are expecting, oh, supernatural miracles. We are expecting great, great things. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Father, I pray that you continue to bless Pastor Vivian in the mighty name of Jesus. Hey, I ask, oh Lord God, your anointing right now, in the name of, in the name of Jesus Christ. Anointing from head to toe, in the mighty name of Jesus. Fill her, oh Lord. Until she needs no more. Fill her with fresh anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. And as you find mercy, as she finds mercy in your eyes, Father, I pray that you bless her children, her family, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God Almighty, oh surrender her house, surrender, oh hallelujah, with protection, surrender her house with protection in the name of Jesus. And I pray for all my friends, my supporters, and all my family. Lord, you know everything about them all. Lord, they're all before your throne of grace at this very moment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Wherever Sister Peggy is, Minister Peggy, that you touch her in the special way, my God. Oh, have your way, oh Lord, have your way. We thank you so much. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Minister Gigi. I'm going to talk about tonight the journey. What journey does God have you on? Do you recognize that we are all on a journey? And I'm going to talk about Abraham, the journey he was on, and I'm going to read from Genesis chapter 12. Now the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curses thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed, including you. And Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Don't say that you're too old, because God can use anybody at any time. Praise God. And Abram took Sarah his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. Into the land of Canaan they came. And Abraham passed through the land into the place of Shechem, and in the plain of Moriah, and to the Canaanites was then in the land. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there built he an altar unto the Lord, who appeared unto him. And he removed from this unto a mountain in the east of Bethel, praise God, and pitched a tent, having Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar unto the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. And Abram journeyed, going on still toward the south, praise God. God had Abram on a journey, just like God has you on a journey. And there was a famine in the land of Abram, went down to Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was grievous in the land. And it came to pass, when he was come near to enter into Egypt, that he said to Sarah his wife, behold, now I know that you art a fair woman to look upon. Therefore it shall come to pass, when the Egyptians shall see thee, that they shall say, this is his wife, and they will kill me, but they will save thee alive. Say, I pray thee, that thou art my sister, and it may be well with me, and for thy sake, and thy soul shall live because of thee. And it came to pass that when Abram was come to Egypt, the Egyptian beheld the woman that was very fair. The princes also of Pharaoh saw her and commended her before Pharaoh, and the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. And he entreated Abraham well for her sake, and he had sheep and oxen, and he asses and men servants and maid servants, and she asses and camels. And the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. And Pharaoh called Abraham and said, what is this that thou hast done unto me? Why didst thou not tell me she was thy wife? Why saidest thou, she is your sister, so I might have taken her to me for a wife? Now therefore, behold thy wife, take her and go your way. And Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away and his wife and all that he had. Praise God. We know, we have to know if and when God is sending us. God sends his people, but do you know the way when he calls you? Because you might end up at, like Abraham. You don't know where you're going, but you know that God is sending you to do a work. Praise God. Now they journeyed on Jacob and Esau, but when you're on a journey, you have to be willing to endure. Praise God. Because you may run into some stumbling blocks, or you may get a little weak along the way. Sickness can hit you. You never know. Abraham encountered some things as he traveled on this journey that God had him on. The devil will try in everything that he can to try to block you from doing what God wants you to do. Praise God. So Jacob built a house in Shechem, which God didn't tell him to build. Then he went on to Shechem, the city of Shechem, and pitched a tent. Then he bought a parcel of land, a field, and spread the tent. Then he erected a field and spread the tent, and there an altar. Because Jacob acted on his own, it brought about trouble. Look, that's what happens to us sometimes when we, praise God, hallelujah, we get out of God's order and we don't follow God's leading, praise God. We can run into some hardships. And so we have to be careful of God's leading, praise God, hallelujah, because he leads his dear children into all truth. So let me tell you what happened in this story. Go over to chapter 34, praise God. And Diana, the daughter of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and defiled her, because they had went into a land they shouldn't have been, that was not their kindred, praise God. His soul cleaved unto Dinah and daughter of Jacob, and he loved the dancer and spake kindly unto the dancer. And Shechem spoke unto his father Hamor, saying, get me this damsel to wife. And Jacob heard that he had defiled Dinah his daughter. Now his sons were with his cattle in the field, and Jacob held his peace until they were come. And Hamor, the father of Shechem, went out into Jacob to commune with him. And the sons of Jacob came out of the field when they heard it, and the men were grieved, and they were very wroth, because he had wrought folly in Israel in line with Jacob's daughter, which thing ought not to have been done. And Hamor communed with them, saying, the soul of my son Shechem longeth for your daughter. I pray you give her to wife, and make ye marriages with us, and give your daughters unto us, and take our daughters unto you. So that became an interracial marriage. That's our first interracial marriage, praise God. And ye shall dwell with us, and in the land shall be before you. Dwell and trade ye therein, and get you possessions therein. And Shechem said unto her father and to her brethren, let me find grace in your eyes, that ye shall say unto me. So we see that when you are on a journey, you have to be very careful, praise God, because there are some stumbling blocks can fall in your way, praise God, and it can cause havoc here. And we see a rape took place, praise God, hallelujah. And we have to know God's voice, and when he's talking, and when he tells us to endure hardship and whatever things that the enemy, we have to be prayerful, praise God, hallelujah. Sickness can fall up on us when you're on a journey. Yes, oh yes, it's all kind of things will happen to us along this journey, praise God, hallelujah. So the devil will try to everything that he can and try to block you from reaching your goal, praise God. So Jacob built a house in Succoth, which God didn't tell him to build. Then he went on to Shalem, a city of Shechem, and pitched a tent there. Then he brought a parcel of land and spread the tent. Then he erected there an altar. Because Jacob acted on his own, it brought about trouble. That's what happens to us sometimes. Dinah, the daughter of Leah, which was Jacob's daughter, went out, as I said before, to play with the other ladies, and that's when she was raped. Then there was anger also, as we see, took place among the men because they was angry with what had happened to Dinah. So there was also, they went out there, and when they, according to chapter 34, there was a, like I said, it was an interracial marriage there because they with other people of other land, praise God. Chapter 35 was revenge. Another thing happened. They gonna get revenge. And there was, oh yeah. And Jacob will go where God wants him to go. So God said unto Jacob, arise and go up. See, God spoke. He told Jacob to go up, praise God. Hallelujah. Into where he was sending him, praise God. Hallelujah. And, you know, when God speaks to you and tell you to go somewhere, we don't want to obey God, but we can obey in other ways. Sometimes a journey can be short. Sometimes a journey can be very long. When we put ourselves on a journey, we try to make it short. But God's journey is long. Because God wants us to have the faith. God wants us to trust him. When God sent Abraham out on his journey, it was a long journey. And I looked at it in the map. He started from Egypt and went on all the way up to Ephraim, a long distance. And when we are on a journey for God, there are blessings on. Because if you remember, I read back in chapter 12, God wanted to bless them. Praise God. When you are on a journey for God, there are blessings on the way. Praise God. God's going to bless you in the midst of every trial and every situation. God is not going to tell you to do something if he's not in it. Praise God. God is a God that blesses and not curses. Praise God. Hallelujah. So when God have you on a journey, God wants you to have faith. And knowing that he's going to carry you and that he's going to teach you. And he, oh, praise God. Yes, he want to teach us along the journey. Praise God. He want to teach us some things about him and what we are to do and where we are to go. Praise God. Abraham left Haran and sojourned in Egypt. And there was a famine, if we remember, as I read it. We don't know what we are going to encounter along the way. We just have to have the faith in God. Abraham was a man of faith. Abel went on to Bethel. Oh, praise God. And Bethel means the house of God. See, God was going to keep us in his house. And God's going to do what he wants to do with us. Praise God. Hallelujah. So God wants us to be faithful. Praise God. Hallelujah. God wants us to be faithful and to be obedient to him so that we can eat the good of the land. Praise God. God provided for Abraham now, even though there was a famine in the land. Praise God. It was said Abraham fought a good fight, finished the course, and kept the faith. That's what I'm talking about. We want to hear God say that we have finished the We have finished what he told us to do. We want to hear those words from our Father. You have finished, fought a good fight. You have finished the course and kept the faith. Are we going to keep the faith? Are we going to keep faith in what God said? Not what man said. No, I'm talking about what God said tonight. He got us on a journey. This is a long journey. This journey will not be finished until he comes back and say, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Now come, let me make you ruler over many. We got to look at this thing like Abraham did. Abraham was 100-something years when he died. When he first started on the journey, he was 175. Praise God. So we can't say we're too old or we can't do this. We are only making excuses. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, but I want to hear that. I fought a good fight. I finished the course, and I kept the faith. I want to keep the faith, y'all, tonight. I want to keep the faith, God. I want my faith to be built in Jesus, praise God. In nothing else down here, no, in him, praise God. I want the faith that passes all understanding, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. So you are going to keep the faith in God during the journey, praise God, and trust in God with all the way you are going and not faint. God tell us, don't faint along the way. God got us on a journey, praise God, hallelujah. God tells us not to faint and don't get weary along the way. We are not, if we are sold out for Jesus, we won't get weary on the way. God is with us, and he will never leave us nor forsake us. Praise God. On this journey, praise God. Hallelujah. We may run into some difficulties, yes. But, oh, but God, who is our Father, who has loved us with an everlasting love, that is the one. Praise God. That's going to take us, praise God, all the way, from earth to glory. I used to hear them sing that song, praise God, all the way from earth to glory. And God is going to take his children. He's going to lead his dear children. He's going to take us, if we walk by faith. You know, you have read that many times. Abraham, all the ones that had the faith walk over in the book of Hebrews, praise God, hallelujah. By faith is the only way that we can make it, praise God. God is a God, and he loves us with an everlasting love, praise God, hallelujah. Let's go back here, praise God, to this chapter 12, praise God, hallelujah. And it said, when Abraham took this step, he was motivated by faith in the promise of God and did not even know his ultimate destination. Praise God. He didn't know, but even when God told him to sacrifice his son, Abraham obeyed God. Are we going to obey God? Are we going to obey God? Praise God. He told him to take his one and only son and bring it to him and use it for a sacrifice. But God had something else in mind. See, we don't know the mind of God, but God knows us. Praise God. He knows what's in us on this journey. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, he didn't know his ultimate destination. The phrase, to go into the land of Canaan in Genesis 11:31 is an initiative of result, not of purpose. The promise to Abraham is one of the most significant passages in the entire Bible. It points ultimately to the redemption of the whole world. Praise God. Abraham's family became a divinely appointed channel to which blessings would come to all men. It's for you tonight. Know the journey and be faithful on the journey that you're on. Praise God. To Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob. Praise God. Note the critical circumstances for the family in each case. Each one of them ran into some hardships, and you will too, because God said in this life, we will have trials and tribulations. But he told us to be of good courage, for you shall overcome. Praise God, because God is there helping you. He's there ushering you. He's there teaching you. He's there, giving you comfort and peace in the midst of the storm. Note the crucial circumstances for the family in each case. The promise is emphasized in the New Testament in Acts 3:25, Romans 4:13, Galatians 3:8-29, and Ephesians 2:12. Galatians calls it the gospel. Oh, it's the gospel that we want. Praise God. It's important to the Gentiles. A Gentile is stressed in the Galatians as well as Ephesians, where it is clearly stated the Gentiles who were far off and strangers to the covenant of the promise have been brought to us by the blood of Jesus. They had the promise, but we, through the blood of Jesus, is sealed until the day of redemption. Praise God. Whatever journey, your journey may be different from mine, but we are all on a journey for Christ. Praise God for his sakes. And we want to fulfill, praise God, the purpose and the plan that God had us on, have us on. We don't want to lose faith. We don't want to give up. We don't want to get tired. Praise God. Oh, no, we don't want to get tired. We want to press on every part. And, yes, the enemy going to come to you in so many ways. Enemy going to come through your best friend, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother. The enemy is going to try to find your weakest spot. Praise God. And he's going to try to move your faith. But God said, have faith in God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Have faith in God. Watch what God's going to do. If you keep the faith, God is going to bring you through it. And you're going to journey. You're going to journey through this land. Hallelujah. And praise God. I want to hear him say, as I said, well done, well done, praise God. What did he tell Abraham? Praise God, hallelujah. You've been faithful. He was known to being faithful unto his God. Are we going to be faithful? Are we going to trust God? Are we going to believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ? And trust him in every way. Praise God. There were things happen all along the way in Abraham and Jacob's life. But God blessed them in the midst of every trial. Praise God. Hallelujah. I am so glad that you all join in with me tonight. Praise God on this journey. On this journey that we are on. We are on a Christian journey. And this journey, oh, there is blessings. There are blessings on this journey that God has for you. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart, mind, and soul. Praise God. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance toward you and give you peace. Continue to pray for my co-host, Minister Peggy Biden, as she goes through her illness, or whatever she's going, the devil trying to put up on her, but God is taking her through it. Praise God. Also her family, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. She says she hadn't been able to keep anything on her stomach. So just pray for her and pray for all the needs of God's people, far and near, all over the world, praise God. Even the children in Children's Hospital, praise God. We have so much to pray for. We have so much to believe God for. We have so much to have faith for God. Praise God on this journey. Be blessed now. See you back next Sunday night. And Minister Janice at 8 p.m. on Friday. Bye-bye now.